Good morning, everyone, and this is Tia Blankenship. I just want to welcome you all this morning to our Safe Money Strategies biweekly Monday morning producer power call. That was a lot. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I know I did, and we're ready to get geared back up for another week, and we're going to open up this morning with Scott Hare. Scott?
Good morning to everybody. Hope everybody had a nice weekend and getting ready to start another great week. We're heading to summer months, and historically for a lot of people, it tends to slow down, but don't take that in consideration with your business. Business must go on. People still need good investments. People still need good financial advice. I know that a lot of your clients and prospects might be taking vacations, but still find time to continue your work because people do need your help, particularly during what's going on today in today's financial world. Got lots of information to cover today, in particular about the markets, what's happening overseas, and, of course, interest rates and how they're playing out with the products that we do sell. Later on, Steve will bring the latest on some annuity news based on what's going on with the current market environment regarding interest rates. But let's get started with the stock market. You know, we have been talking over past power calls, maybe the last couple of years, about this stock market and really how weak it is, how volatile it is. And we've been calling it for like the last probably 4 or 5 months that this market just is a fake market. It's getting pushed up by hedge funds, by institutions. There's not a lot behind it. And sure enough, here we are now flirting with 12,000 again in the Dow. If you take a look at what went on Friday, Dow is down almost 275 points, down 2.2%. So we're at about 12.1 now in the Dow. NASDAQ was down 79, almost 80 points. That's 80 points in one trading day. That's hanging right around 27.47 for the the current index average. And, of course, we got the S&P was down 32, and that's at 1278. So these numbers here, you know, we're going to see more and more of this kind of thing happening. When we see bad news come out, people are going to head for the hills. They're going to get out of the stock market. We've been telling you clients for a while. Steve and I used to be stock jockeys years and years ago, selling a lot of mutual funds and some stocks. We saw the light in the spring of 2000, in 2008, when the market started to melt down. We just said, look, we're just not in a good era for the stock market. We need to protect capital, and that's what our philosophy is, and that's what a lot of you, I'm sure, are learning going forward now, too. Russell 2000, you take a look at what happened with them on Friday. They were down 3.2%. They are now down 13% from the peak, and we know that when you have an asset class or an index down 10% or more, what that's going to end up calling is a correction. So now we've got a correction going on in the Russell 2000 small cap index, and the NASDAQ is now off 12% from its high in March. We are once again in a correction phase with the Russell 2000 small cap index and also the NASDAQ. And right now, the Dow and also the S&P 500 are right around the corner from having another 10% drop in price. So again, a correction in those indexes too looks like it is going to be imminent. You know, what comes next? Looks like the Fed right now is considering their options, but it looks like QE3 looks more, the bond traders and investors are looking at QE3 becoming more and more reality. We know that Operation Twist ends at the end of this month. The Federal Reserve will be other peers to go out and buy more bonds, particularly on the long side of the bond market, to help keep interest rates low. So that's kind of what the thinking is with the Federal Reserve right now. They have a meeting this Thursday, so keep your eyes on what's going on this Thursday because they're going to tell us a little bit more of the direction that they want to take with interest rates. But what more can they do? Interest rates are so doggone low as they are right now. I'm going to talk a little bit more about interest rates in a few minutes. But the interest rate environment is at historic lows right now, and so a lot of your fixed income investors are really hurting, unless, of course, they have been placing their dollars in Treasury securities. First quarter growth, we saw that revised. First quarter growth came down to 1.9% for the first quarter. It had been announced that it was at 2.2%. Now, as we've talked in past power calls, we need to have about 3 to 3.5% growth per quarter. On an annualized basis, about 3.5%, just to keep the economy going with the demographic outlay of our economy here, of our country. If we're seeing a lot less than that, what's going to happen is more and more people are going to become unemployed because there's just not enough jobs going around because of lack of growth. So demographically, we're hurting from just an overall unemployment standpoint. And, of course, since we are revised down to that 1.9%, that put additional pressure on the stock market. The employment numbers came out, too. We saw just 69,000 jobs created last month. That's woeful. That's horrible. Everybody thought it would be in the vicinity of about 150,000. It came in at 69,000. That's absolutely ridiculous. We cannot maintain that level and still have any kind of growth in the economy. So all indicators are pointing more towards even a more significant slowdown in this country, and we could even get plowed into a recession. If you take a look overseas in the European nations, they're already in a recession or at the verge of being in a recession. So once again, big problems overseas. We all saw the unemployment rate then tick up to 8.2%. It had come down to 8.1%. Now it's at 8.2%. So here we are once again with unemployment issues. We're seeing slower growth on the GDP. That all translates into a slower stock market. Now, one of the things that I see as even a bigger problem out there that could affect world growth and global growth, that's what's going on over in China. You know, China, their economic engine was really gearing up. They've had last year their growth was at 10% per annum. That's huge. That's enormous. But what's happening now is, remember, China does export a lot of their goods and services. And as a result of the problems overseas, particularly in the Eurozone, they are not exporting as much. And as a result, their economy is now slowing down. And internally, their economy is slowing down. And as a result, their commodity prices are slowing down because, remember, China was an enormous consumer of copper and aluminum and other type of metals to make things and manufacture things. That is now slowing down. So what it's doing is it's affecting our overall global economy. And now we look at China. They're predicting that China's growth is going to be down 20% from what it was last year. In fact, we saw the month of May, the Hang Seng fell 11.7% just in the month of May. So things are slowing down in China. That affects us, too, over here. If things slow down in China, we can't export goods and services to China, okay? So once again, we've got problems overseas that translate into problems here domestically. Now, interest rate environment. What happened on Friday and, of course, last week? Big, big, big sell-off in the stock market. And where do people put monies when things are tough? They go into Treasury securities, typically where they can find a reasonable yield. We saw the 10-year Treasury go down to 1.437%. It fell for the first time in its history below 1.5%. That's amazing. You know, even during the Depression, we had higher interest rates than that in the 10-year. So it just goes to show you what people are thinking about the economy nowadays and where interest rates are potentially going. We saw the 2-year notes, in fact, they're at 0.26%. That's a 2-year note at 0.26%. So what can you do? Where can you put your money? On the bright side, I guess, if you are looking for a mortgage, the average rate on a 30-year note was at 3.75% last week. But it looks like a lot of bond traders, from what I've been reading, they're saying that we're looking at the 10-year Treasury to be trading at about 1.2 to 1.4% over the next several months. Later on in the year, they look to go up, but for the next several months, they're going to be trading between 1.2 and 1.4%. So not a lot of yield there, but once again, people want to get not necessarily a return on their money, but a return of their money. So we are looking, in fact, that some of these yields could actually go negative. That's where basically somebody they pay you, let's say an investor will pay an institution money just to keep their money safe in a certain place where they don't lose a lot of money. So things could go negative. In fact, some of the German bonds actually went negative last week from a return standpoint, simply because of the mixture of the bond market and in interest rates and the demand for those bonds. So a lot of problems going on worldwide, and once again, that translates into significant issues for us domestically. Now, what the problem that I see here overall is that everybody's counting on the United States to bail them out of this economic crisis. the Eurozone, they need kind of a starting up of their engine too. They need somebody to go out and buy their goods and services. China needs us to buy their goods and services. Australia needs somebody to buy their commodities. Japan needs somebody to buy their goods and services. Everybody's looking at the United States for the answer. And we know the problems that we're seeing here. You know, we have a political situation where you've got the Republicans and Democrats fighting. Not a lot of people agree with Obama's take on the economy and his generating employment, which I tend to agree with. But we've got serious problems over here. But everybody is counting on the United States to pull out of the doldrums. And here we are going through a lackluster part of our economy, our economic times, that aren't going to lead to much growth whatsoever for several more years. If you take a look at what some of the experts have been saying, and we, Steve and I, have been talking about this at length on these power calls. We've been quoting, you know, John Malden, Rob Arnott. We've been quoting Bill Gross, Bob Schilling. A lot of the major players are saying, look, this is a terrible economy, a terrible market. We don't expect very large returns on your equity markets. So what that translates into for us as investors, stay safe, play defense. We're not going to see a lot of return, just a lot of volatility and a lot of risk. In fact, if you take a look, even now, after the sell-off, many experts are saying that the market is still too high. Rob Arnott came out with an article just the other day, and he said that valuations in the stock market are still very, very high, definitely not a place to be placing assets. And Bob Schilling said much the same. In fact, he said the P.E. ratios now in the S&P are anywhere from a valuation from 22 to 23, still extremely high. So we're dealing with a lot of convergences right now. Get your money, tell your clients, get your money in the safe positions or safer positions. You know, the bond market, is obviously there's not a lot of yield there, but it could be safe on the government side. But as far as the stock market goes, once if we're hovering right around that 12,000 mark in the Dow, if it busts through 12,000, you know, look out below because it's just going to go further and further down. All the people that had any kind of confidence in the market, they're all pulling profits off the table, and just to protect capital, because right now, in all likelihood, they've lost profit year to date. The fact that the Facebook IPO was a complete disaster, a lot of valuation problems there, a lot of dealings behind closed doors that the average investor wasn't able to take advantage of, that just alone put a lot of problems for the stock market, for investors, their confidence level in indexes and how the overall Wall Street market works. So at that, I'm going to turn it over to Steve, who I know wants to share a little bit more information about how this overall effect on the stock market and the economy is going to affect some of the annuities that we do buy. All right, Steve.
Thanks, Scott. Well, I think what I want to talk about today is, you know, at different times, depending on what's going on in the economy and in markets, we're dealing with different types of clients, different types of worries, different type of anxieties, and of course, these various annuities that we offer have different benefits, and at one time or the other, we may be focusing more on certain benefits than the other, and I think right now what I want to talk about a little bit is focusing on some of the front-end bonuses that are offered on some of these annuity products. And I thought of an idea yesterday, a little different way to maybe position that, because right now, because of the recent sell-off in the market, we're down about 9% from the peak. We're starting to get people worried now. They're smelling, you know, this is going to be another 08 situation. As Scott talked about, we could be going in a recession. If we go in a recession, on average, stock market drops about 43% on a recession. Last time it dropped 57%, the S&P. So if that happens, you know, Dow's at 12,000. 43% from the peak would be about a Dow of 7,600. And you go, well, that can't happen. Where are you kidding me? Back in beginning of 09, we were at 6,600. So don't say these things can't happen. Europe's in a recession. We have a 90% correlation between our economy and their economy. So if we go into recession, this recent sell-off is going to be nothing compared to what might be ahead in the next 6 to 12 months. So right now is a good time to be talking to clients if they actually have money still in the stock market. And saying if they do, but if they do, it's a good time to be talking with them because, I mean, the market is basically where it was in 1999, below where it was in 07. I don't know why people keep putting their money back in the stock market. thinking they're going to get a return, but they keep doing it, and you're going to meet new prospects, hopefully, are out there that have their money in the market, and right now they're worried. They don't want to lose a lot of money again. They can't afford to lose 40, 50% again and hope to retire or stay retired. So here's the situation, because you've sat with clients, market's down about 9%, they're in there right now in mutual funds or things like that, and they're like, you know, I want to get out, but I want to, you know, wait for it to come back a little bit before I get out. You know, we've all been down that road with clients, and of course they wait a little bit, goes up a little bit, and then it goes down a lot more, and they're like, oh, I can't sell now because, you know, I got to wait for it to come up a little bit. Before you know it, they're down 20 or 30% instead of just making the move and getting out and moving it to a safer place. Well, one of the things you can do is most of the annuities right now, the big with the big companies, offer about a 6% bonus up front. So if you've got a client who's sitting there and they're down from the peak and they're in stock funds or individual stocks, put it to them this way. Say, okay, the Dow's sitting roughly around 12,000, a little above right now. Well, you know, a 6% bonus is equivalent to about 700 points or so on the Dow. So ask that client and say, listen, you know, you're sitting there waiting for a little bounce up in the market. Well, if the Dow is at 12,700 today instead of 12,000, would you get out? If they say yes, say, guess what? If we sell today, move it out, and move it over this bonus, you're going to get 6% up front. That's the equivalent of about 700 points in the Dow. So why don't we take advantage of this and do it now and get out actually just a little below the peak. The Dow peaked at about 13.3. You get out at the equivalent of 12.7. That's not a bad deal. And move it over to somewhere where it's safe, where you don't have to worry about it, where your principal's protected. So once again, just a little different way of putting a spin on it. Sometimes you say 6%, they don't get it. Well, make that equivalent to Dow points. That's over 700 points in the Dow that that 6% bonus is equivalent to. Now, their portfolio may not, you know, exactly replicate the Dow or move with it exactly. We know that. But, you know, overall, the general stock market indexes tend to move in, you know, fairly close together. So you can use the S&P, you can use the NASDAQ, but the Dow seems to be the one the public is focused on, even though most professional money managers really focus more on the S&P 500. So once again, 6% bonus, almost 700 points in the Dow. Don't wait. We can move it out. Move it over here. We can give you 6%, which, like I said, is about 700 points in the Dow, and you're selling out almost just a little bit below the peak and move it to somewhere where it's safe. And if we have another recession, which I think is what we're heading towards, we're not going to be looking at, we're not going to be worried about 12.7 on the Dow. We're going to be looking at, you know, 8,000 or below based on history. Do not let that happen to you again. Now, one of the things you can also do, because remember, when people learn, they learn best when they hear it and see something at the same time. Print out, go to stockcharts.com, bigcharts.com, Yahoo Finance, whatever. Print out a chart of the Dow over the last 5 years, 10 years. Do the 10-year one. And show the clients graphically, visually, how far the market fell last time and where it is now compared to where it was at the bottom in the beginning of 2009. And make them realize that we're just a little bit off the top right now, and look, if we have another recession or another financial crisis, how much farther it can go, and show them that visually, and they're going to realize that it's a good time to get out now. We're only a little bit off the top. I get that bonus, make back some of the money that I lost, and at the same time, I'm nowhere near the bottom because you can see how much it can fall. It's one thing to tell them that. It's another thing to show them that. And that's why, like I said, go to stockcharts.com, bigcharts.com, anywhere. There's charts of the Dow. Print out the last 10 years and put it out in front of them and say, look, if we have another recession, we could be down at this 7,600 mark. We're at 12,000 today. Look at how much further it could go. We don't know if it will. We just know that could happen. And do you really want to ride that all the way back down again? I don't think most people do. So this is the opportunity. Different times, different features of the product are things we want to emphasize. And that doesn't mean we're not talking about, obviously, the guarantee of principal. We're not talking about the income riders and the guaranteed income for life. Of course, that's part of the whole story. But right now, those bonuses up front can be very attractive to people to regain some of the loss they've suffered here in the last couple months, get out near the top, what I think is going to be near the top, and protect themselves from losing a lot more. Because I'm telling you, we're going into another recession. Most likely, we're going to see massive drops in the market. We could see another financial crisis, because now we don't only have companies going bankrupt, we have countries going bankrupt. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, what we're seeing in Greece. So it's a good time to be moving to the sidelines, getting that money in a safe, protected area, making that 6% bonus up front. You know, you throw it in the fixed account if you want for the first year or so, make another 1.5, 2 points. They got the income rider. They got income for life. We've got a tremendous package. You need to be getting out there right now, finding clients that have their money exposed to the stock market and telling them, do not let what happened to you in 08 and 09 happen to you again. Do something about it this time. Okay? Do not let it happen again. I have a solution for you that not only will protect your principal, give you a nice bonus up front, make back 700 points in the Dow, but at the same time will give you a guaranteed income for life, guaranteed growth on the income account value. And shoot, with Allianz, you can even get a guaranteed income for life that's indexed to inflation. We have a phenomenal package. So focus on your clients or your prospects who have a lot of money exposed to the market right now, because those are the ones that you need to go help. Those are the ones that are prime, because they're worried, they're anxious, they need to know what to do, and you need to be the one that go in there to tell them what to do, not advise them, tell them what to do, because they sometimes need somebody to just come in, slap them across the head and tell them what to do. And guess what? A year or two from now, you are going to look like a hero and you're going to get more of their business and more referrals. So this is the time to do it. You need to be, blasting those sirens, turning on the red lights, putting out the warning bells. You know, another storm is out on the horizon. It's a tsunami is coming. Get to high ground right now, because if you don't, you could lose a lot of money again. Don't let it happen to you again. Get out now. So if go through your book of business. You know you have clients that have money in the market. Hopefully it's not with you. If it is, get them the heck out. If it's with another advisor or they're doing it on their own, tell them to come on in and let's sit and talk about this and saying, look, if we go in another recession, pull out that graph of the Dow and show them this is what could happen again. You have to remember it. It was only 3 or 4 years ago. You're not going to let it happen to you again. Let's look at a solution, and here's one that we can offer to you. So please get out there and talk to people. Can it make any money just sitting in your office, you know, playing on the computer? You got to get out there, talk to people, meet people, do some marketing. But right now, focus on the clients who have money in the market, whether it's with you, another advisor, or let's say on their own. If you know that, or in, let's say they didn't want to move it out because the market has been moving up the last couple of years, this is a great time to lock in some of their gains from the last few years. Now, I say gains, you know, relative. Obviously, they're still below where they were in 07, but, you know, they made some of their money back. Good time to move to the sidelines, take the bonus, make even more on top of that, put it in a guaranteed area, and create yourself your own pension for life. Trust me, people want it when they hear it. But a lot of times they don't know it exists. They don't know these options are available. They don't know how they work. So you need to go out and you need to tell them and you need to inform them and you need to show them what could happen if we're heading into another recession, which seems to be the most likely outcome here. Get them out now. Don't wait. All right, if we can help you, that's what we're here for. 866-324-3800. That's 866-324-3800. If you have a case you need help on, don't understand how the annuity works or how to position it or, you know, which one's the best for this particular client or how to divide it up or how to explain it, that's where we can help you. Scott and I have over, 40, 50 years experience in the business. We're still working with clients. We're still talking with clients. We have real-world experience. We've sat with clients and told them how these products work. We can help you too. So give us a call at 866-324-3800, and we will help you take your business to the next to new heights and at the same time do a tremendous benefit for your clients. All right, Scott, anything else for today?
No, that's it. We'll wrap it up, Steve. Steve, great information there. As always, really, right now, we are in a prime time for selling these products to our clients. We're doing them a great service by doing so. Obviously, it's a win-win situation. Your client gets a wonderful product. You obviously get compensated well, too. So, again, it's a win-win situation for everybody involved here. Lastly, keep in mind, with this interest rate environment that we are seeing, products are going to change. They're going to have to adapt to the lower interest rate environment. We're going to see roll-ups go down. We're going to see bonuses go down. We're going to see caps go down. It's just a function of how these products are designed and the interest rate environment. We will keep you abreast as far as what's going to be changing because we hear from a lot of our vendors before everybody else does. So we'll make sure that you get that. So just make sure if we pop in you an email, read it, because you don't want to go tell your client that there's a 6% bonus and it's dropped to 5. So keep that in mind. We're just in a very difficult part of our economy right now. We're interest rate-wise, products will reflect that. So just, once again, keep that in mind. All righty. Thanks so much for listening. Do appreciate that. Look forward to hearing us again in another couple of weeks. Have a great week and good selling. Bye-bye.